I told you Brian Croft with SIU's Touch of Nature was going to get in here. Hey, buddy.
He's back. How you doing? Happy winter.
Yes, winter has occurred.
Are you, if you were running, would you be running on a pro winter snow platform or not?
I enjoy it for a couple of days.
Okay.
And then it needs to go away.
Oh.
When the snow starts getting gray and they got black cinders
you
in
get
there.
The mush.
It's a mush fest.
I turn into a small child. So far we have been cross country skiing, which
look
is
at you
great.
Go. Yeah.
People look at you funny when you cross country ski around here. Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, especially not, when you're in your unitard.
Yeah. Oh, I'm in the thing, and I got that little mall. And it's like, is he walking in a mall with skis on? What's going on?
Doing?
I did. We actually, our pond froze over, so I took the kids ice skating.
Yes.
And we did sledding, too. Sledding is fun until you realize that you're going fast.
Uh-huh.
And I don't bounce. You know what I mean?
No, right.
And I had to teach.
It's just dead weight.
And I grew up. Like, I had to teach my kids the concept of bailing, and we all know it, but like, if you're on a sled and you bail, it's like, because again, all great hills end with some sort of hazard, whether it's bail before the water, bail before the tree, and they were like, what's that mean? I'm like, that's when you just,
jump out of there.
So those are the important life lessons that are happening at the Croft House.
That's wonderful, and I was fortunate enough, too. I lived by the hill in West Frankfort.
Yep.
And you Frankfort folks know exactly what I'm talking about. They had a remodeling project on the hill, and so they completely ruined the sled ability. But back in the day, bailing, if you did bail, if you got off the road, there was a chance you were going to hit some kind of concrete slab
100%.
In the ditch. Yep. But that's what made it
fun. That's what makes it fun. You know, we call that risk in my line of work.
There you go.
And a little bit of risk is good.
Oh,
yeah.
It is. It kind of helps things out a little bit. I have a quick question for you, actually, about Touch of Nature.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are the maple trees, you think they're going to be happy with this? And then.
So they're really happy with this right now. So
the perfect
maple season is when you get below freezing at night and then above freezing, but not too warm during the day.
I see.
So if you're getting in that 20 degrees, at nighttime, and then during the day, you can get into that 35, 40 degrees. You don't want to get much past 50 or 60 because actually it's weird. The sap actually can spoil.
Okay, I gotcha.
If it sits too much in like a really hot hot weather. So, like, this is perfect.
Well,
so we're pumping today. Stuff's happening.
I'm giving a tease ahead here because March 21st and 22nd is the Maple Syrup Festival. So, mark that on your calendar, save the date. But you have some other things going on too.
We do. We do, yeah. So, we've been doing summer camps for years. And we were like, well, we don't just have to do camps during summer. So, we're actually piloting for the first time, at least in a long time, a spring break camp.
Look at there.
So a lot of the local schools have spring break off, and I've learned through the many snow days that we've had, I love being with my children, but an extended period of time, I would like for them to go somewhere else.
You're driving us crazy.
So we were like, okay, cool. Spend the weekend with the kids and then send them to camp. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take that same sort of adventure camp that we do in the summer, and we're going to do a spring break option. And so, so it's going to be the 9th through the 13th. Of March, and it'll just be obviously it's gonna be a little weather dependent because with March you never know, but the gist about Touch of Nature camps is just being outside and playing outside. And
absolutely.
So kind of playing it by ear in terms of what the weather's gonna do and going from there.
That's kind of cool too, because I'm not gonna try and get all scientific with you here, Brian.
Oh, please, let's do that.
I like camping in the springtime right at the beginning there because you get to see like, hey, that's a redbud tree.
100%.
You get to see them colors that maybe you don't notice. And plus, here at Touch of Nature, I think the main thing is get the kids outside, put the technology down for a little bit.
Yep.
And just enjoy what we got here.
So, speaking of a preview, coming April, Ken is going to be leading our redbud hike.
Let's go.
What tree is that? I don't know. What tree is that? I don't know. What tree is that? That's a redbud.
That's a redbud. I know that one, by golly. I know a few, but
So stick around for April because that's what's coming, everybody. That's a little preview.
Oh, that right there is the redbud tree
now,
again.
While I'm here, I do have to ask you, did you watch the Alex Honnold climbing
thing? Dude, listen.
I want to know your thoughts.
Honestly, the man, I think I read a report where The part of his brain that doesn't sense fear.
The amygdala, I think.
It's smaller than the average person, and it would have to be.
Other things of him are bigger than the larger, than the
his
average person.
His hands are,
but yes.
He's got like, he was built for this. I really believe that. However, and he's had to train for it, but at the same time, I feel like if I would have had like an EKG machine on me.
Oh yeah.
They would have said, you need to go to the ER. Dude.
My wife made it approximately 1 minute. Like he wasn't even past the first story. And she was like, I got to go. I got to get out of this. I can't watch this.
Tapping out.
I'm out. And it's incredible.
The thing at the end surprised me because he gets up to the tippy top of this 1,667 foot thing, and he takes a selfie.
I know. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, what else are you gonna do?
I guess.
I mean, no one to talk to. No one to, you know. You take a selfie because if it's not on the gram, did it even happen?
Exactly.
Did it even happen?
It's not on the gram.
But what's so funny is watching those folks. They keep like a notebook, and he knows every move and how his hand is going to be placed.
Yes, so every time.
It's so a lot of people have this idea that it's like, oh, this guy's just kind of winging it. It's like even when he did El Cap in Yosemite. You're talking about thousands of feet, and he knew every single one, how to put his hand and where his foot's going to go.
Yeah.
And so they're very methodical, slightly crazy.
A little bit.
But it kills me because people are like, oh, do you rock climb? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, do you use a rope? I'm like, yes. Yes, I do.
I'm very happy with that.
And that does not make me less of a person. Okay.
I'm going to share a whole bunch of stuff with SIU's Touch of Nature.
Yes, please do so.
Including their spring adventure camp and their maple syrup festival and all the fun things.
And don't forget Polar Plunge is coming up in a couple weeks, so get your teams together and it's going to be a little warmer than this. So
there you go.
Yeah,
come on now. Brian Croft, SIU's Touch of Nature. You find out more there on our socials and all that good stuff, brother. Have a great rest of the day.
Hey, you
man.
Too.
All right, bud.